This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Some Colorado congressional leaders want to know what federal prison officials are doing about a coronavirus outbreak at a facility near Denver. CPR's Megan Verley reports.
The low-security prison in Englewood has had about 70% of inmates test positive for COVID, although a much smaller number are currently sick. That's according to information on the Bureau of Prisons website. 14 staff members are also out with the disease. Colorado's four Democratic House members sent a letter to the Bureau asking for details about what it's doing to address the outbreak and any other resources it still needs. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Denver's plan for distributing COVID-19 vaccines will prioritize those who are homeless as part of the rollout second phase that begins early next year. It also prioritizes people 65 and older, those with compromised immune systems, and employees at grocery stores, schools, and meatpacking plants. The first round of vaccines are going to high-risk groups, including first responders and healthcare workers. And Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says he doesn't plan to leave town for Christmas like he did for Thanksgiving, which drew widespread criticism. Hancock held his first press conference in nearly a month last week to discuss Denver's coronavirus vaccine plans. That's where he once again apologized for flying out of state last month to visit family for Thanksgiving. That's despite urging Denverites to stay home for the holiday as a pandemic precaution. Highs in the 50s for Denver today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.